Gunnar Helm is on the initial 53 in a tight end room the Titans kept four deep. Daniel Bellinger, Helm, David Martin Robinson, and Kylan Granson, per Jim Wyatt's position-by-position roster breakdown at the team's website. His job was not in question, and the cutdown didn't question it. What the cutdown also didn't do is separate him from Bellinger. Both are on the roster, and nothing in the week's reporting ranks them. The week's record on Helm himself is thin in a specific way. He started at tight end in the August 23rd win over Seattle, per the club's post-game notes, which carry no receiving line for him, an unlisted stat, not a published zero. On a night, Cam Ward's 12 attempts produced recorded catches to Tyjae Spears, Wandale Robinson, and Tony Pollard. Thursday's joint practice observations from Wyatt don't record him either, and he did not play the finale, where most of the starters sat. So the question our August 23rd episode asked, Helm's targets in the starters' stint, has no answer. Targets went unpublished for everyone. For a player whose entire case is target volume, the last week of camp produced zero target evidence in either column, practice, or game. That's not a bad sign. It's no sign, and we'd rather say so than invent one. Back in June, we previewed Helm on the stickiest number we track, tight end targets per game, and said his 80% catch rate was believable, while growth from 3.5 targets a game would be expensive. August ended with that argument exactly where June left it, plus one structural fact. The roster kept Bellinger too, per Wyatt, so the two-catcher split that argument assumed is still the shape of the room. We'll check in again as the season arrives. Data via NFLverse.